Hello, and welcome to the annual meeting of stockholders of Eagle Financial Services. Please note that today's meeting is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to Kaylee Cousin. The floor is yours.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the annual meeting of Eagle Financial Services Incorporated. All attendees are in listen-only mode. Should you wish to ask a question, please click on the comment bubble on the top line to type your question. Your name and question will be placed in queue, and the chairman will respond following the presentation. Please include your email address as your question may require follow-up after the meeting. The polls will close at 10:10 a.m. If you have joined this meeting as a guest, you will not have the option to vote shares or to ask questions. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tom Gilpin, Chairman of the Board of Directors. It is my pleasure to welcome you and thank you for attending the 29th annual meeting of Eagle Financial Services Incorporated, the parent company of the Bank of Clark County. We proudly say the Bank of Clark County is the fifth oldest bank in the Commonwealth of Virginia, celebrating its 139th continuous year of service to our shareholders, our customers, and our community. We appreciate you joining the meeting and hope you will find the information interesting and informative. I will now call to order this annual meeting of shareholders. Without objection, I will appoint Michael Bryan as parliamentarian of this meeting. The Board of Directors has appointed Kaylee Crozen to serve as an Inspector of Election. The polls for casting ballots or submitted proxies are now open. For purposes of determining the presence of a quorum and for all matters on which shareholders will vote at this meeting, the polls will close prior to the adjournment of this meeting. I will now call on Kaylee Crozen to certify the mailing of the notice of this meeting to shareholders.
The company shareholder register reflects that as of the close of business on the record date of March 27, 2020, there were 3,394,262 shares outstanding and entitled to vote at this meeting. I hereby certify that notice of this meeting was mailed on or about April 17, 2020, to all shareholders of record on the record date in accordance with the corporation's bylaws.
Kaylee, will you please report on the number of shares represented in person or by proxy?
We do not have a final count at this time. However, a quorum is present.
Thank you. I will call on you later in the meeting for your final report. I would like now to call on the Bank of Clark County President and CEO, Brandon Lorey, who will deliver the 2019 annual report. Brandon?
Thank you, Tom, and good morning, everyone. I certainly wish my first address as your President and CEO were under different circumstances. This morning, I will be providing some updated information on how the bank is handling the current pandemic. But first, we'd like to take a moment to look back at 2019, as there is much reason to celebrate the bank's successes. As I mentioned in my letter to the shareholders, 2019 marked a year of firsts for the company. The first time we achieved $9.8 million in net income, the first time earnings per share eclipsed $2.84, and of particular note to those of you on the phone, the first time the dividends per share reached $1. This past year, our company again experienced strong financial growth and success against the backdrop of a challenging yield curve. The success was driven by a continued and disciplined credit focus, attention to expense management, and a dedication to our customers. That dedication garnered several awards from our markets, including the Winchester Stars Award for being the best bank, along with being named as Loudoun's favorite in the banking category, just to name a few. This success is, in large part, due to the company's unwavering dedication to our customers and our commitment to ensuring that we meet their financial needs at all levels while maintaining our focus centering on the customer in everything we do. From a results perspective, despite an interest rate environment that saw significant changes throughout the year, the company's 2019 results were quite robust across multiple categories. Loan and deposit compound annual growth rates were 6.5% and 8.9% respectively, reflecting $38 million in loan growth and $68 million in new deposits as the bank continued its long history of matching loan and core deposit growth. Ending the year at $877 million in total assets, the company is poised for continued and measured growth over a long period of time. In 2019, returns on average assets and return on equity were 1.18 and 10.6 respectively. As I mentioned earlier, the company increased its annual dividend by 6 cents to $1 per share, which reflects 34 consecutive years of increases. As a result of the continued growth, strong credit metrics, and expense management, the company realized the highest net income in its 138-year history at $9.8 million, despite a number of one-time costs associated with some executive personnel changes. Looking forward, we have much to be proud and thankful for as we move into 2020, especially for our employees and the communities in which we serve. In the fall of 2019, the company's executive team, in conjunction with our board of directors, set in motion a long-term plan that focuses on centering the customer in everything we do. Functionally, this means allowing customers to bank on their terms by leveraging technology that allows them to interact through the channel that they prefer, whether that's online, over the phone, or in one of our fantastic branches. Our attention to online and call center channel strategies have never been more important as they are today with the arrival of the pandemic. The bank will continue its focus here as we want to ensure that our customers have the ability to bank with us, regardless of any restrictions set forth by our local or federal government. To that end, I am happy to report that the Bank of Clark County originated almost $100 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans as we assisted just under 900 local businesses in Clark, Frederick, Winchester, and Loudoun County. Fewer than 2% of the total number of loans were outside of our market, and 100% of those 2% were referrals from existing customers. We look forward to building upon these relationships realized through this program, as many in the area have again begun to realize the important part the Bank of Clark County plays in our market. As the state looks to reopen in the coming weeks, we remain steadfast in our commitment to our employees, customers, community, and shareholders to ensure we remain the local bank that is here to serve. At the end of the day, what differentiates us is our tradition of building lifelong relationships with our customers and our communities. By leveraging the power of every connection we have at our disposal, we aim to become the foremost trusted partner and preferred provider of financial solutions for the communities we serve. Our focus is based on four key initiatives that will take us through 2020 and beyond: enhanced efficiency and productivity, enhanced revenue drivers, achieving maximum ROA and ROE targets, and reinvesting in our employees and technology. Regardless of the macro or microeconomic issues that we may be facing, these four strategic themes will ensure the company continues to make sound decisions in an unpredictable economic environment. As I mentioned in my letter to the shareholders in the annual report, I would like again to take a moment and thank Johnny Millicent for his leadership for this phenomenal organization over the past 20 years and for his guidance during my first few months with the organization. Additionally, words cannot express my gratitude for the employees of the Bank of Clark County. These past few months have been unimaginable, and I could not be prouder how the bank has performed as a direct result of its employees. Classified as an essential business, we have been more than eager to meet and exceed that directive and have done so in a multitude of ways. Whether it's been as a member of the Paycheck Protection Program project team, working at all hours of the night to ensure loans got submitted to the SBA and funds in the hands of our community, or as a newly dubbed remote worker trying to find the right way to now juggle home and work at the same place for the first time, or to our customer-facing employees and those unable to work remotely that continue to put their health at risk at every day to ensure we meet our charge as an essential business in the communities for which we serve. And for that, I thank you. Finally, I would like to thank those of you on the phone, our shareholders, for your confidence in the company, its board of directors, and my management team. Your continued support of this organization ensures that we are able to serve our wonderful communities, customers, and employees while providing you with ever stronger returns on your investments. Thank you. And with that, Tom, I'd like to move for adoption by the shareholders of the report and that the same be made part of the minutes of this meeting.
I take that as a motion, and I call for a second to that motion.
Second.
You've been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you, Brandon, for that report. There are two items for consideration at today's meeting as set forth in the proxy statement. The first is to elect four directors, Thomas T. Byrd, Brandon C. Lurie, Douglas C. Rinker, and John D. Stokely, Jr., each for a term of 3 years, and one director, Deborah Doe, for a term of 1 year. The second is to ratify the appointment of Young Hyde and Barber, P.C., as our independent registered public accounting firm for the year ending December 31st, 2020. As the items of business for this annual meeting area set forth in the proxy statement, no motions or seconds are required from the floor to act on these items. Financial Services and Bank of Clark County. They are Deborah Doe, Thomas Bird, Mary Bruce Glaze, Scott Hamburger, Brandon Laurie, John Millison, Carrie Nelson, Douglas Rinker, Robert Smalley Jr., John Stokely Jr., Randall Vinson, James Wilkins Jr., and myself, Thomas Gilpin. I'd like to thank each of those individuals for their work during the past year. It has been a challenging and interesting year. We've selected a new CEO and onboarded Brandon, I think, very successfully. And now we're facing, to use the much overworked word, unprecedented times. But indeed they are. Now I would like to resume the business portion of our annual meeting. The inspector advises that she has completed her report, and I will ask her to give us the results at this time. Kaylee?
There are over 2.32 million shares voted, represented in person or by proxy, which represents over 68% of the outstanding shares. Therefore, I certify that a quorum exists for the transaction of business at this meeting. Mr. Chairman, by the necessary votes required for such action, election of directors has been approved, receiving a majority vote of affirmative shares. Ratification of Yonhide and Barber, P.C. has been approved, having received a majority of affirmative votes.
Kaylee, thank you for your report. The inspector's report will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. At this time, as is our custom, we are prepared to take questions from shareholders. It is your meeting, and if you do have any questions, if you would type them in, and we'll try to address them. So I'll give you a moment here. There'll be about 30 seconds of silence to see if anybody does have a question. Well, the last several years we have not had any questions, and this year is the results are the same. I would just like to make a couple of remarks regarding our staff and senior management team. This has been a very difficult time since for the last 60, 75 days, and they have responded just magnificently with our customers and the community and the PPP program. On behalf of the board, I would like to personally thank them. We still face a lot of uncertainty, but I want you, the shareholders, to know that your bank is strong. It is very well capitalized. We've been here for 139 years. We'll be here for a lot longer. And I'd like to thank you for your continued support. This concludes the business portion of our meeting. I would like directors, we do have a board meeting subsequent to this, and we will start that 10 minutes after the conclusion of this meeting, which would be at 10:25. There being no further business, I declare this annual meeting adjourned, and thank you.
This concludes the meeting. You may now disconnect.